cause it won't take long. We're gonna put you in a trance with a funky song. Talking about who's on top. Don't cross our path, cause you're gonna get stopped. We ain't gonna give anybody any slack. And if you try to keep us down, we're gonna come right back.
Five CFW Mike McKay along with you. There goes New Kids on the Block. If my daughter Chelsea happens to be listening this morning, that's for you, Chels. She was a big New Kids fan. I think she had sheets that had the New Kids on the Block on there, if I'm not mistaken. I might have to have her on the air some morning to explain that story. It's wonderful. Anyway, here's the Knack, 105.7 CFW.
Come a little closer. 105.7 CFW.
105.7 CFW.
For fun music, 105.7 CFW.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike along with you. All right, let's get to it. Let's do the birthday and anniversary shout-out, shall we, for this Wednesday, October 30th. Birthday and anniversary is brought to you each and every weekday morning by Lasker Jewelers in Eau Claire. They're right across from the Oakwood Mall. Lasker's has been taking care of the Chippewa Valley's jewelry needs for decades and decades. They'll take care of you. And when you stop into Lasker's, do me a big, big favor. Make sure you tell them Mike McKay sent you in there, all right? I would appreciate it if you'd do that. If you need to get somebody on the birthday or anniversary list, you can drop me an email. My email is mike.mckay, okay? mike.mckay at civicmedia.us. Let me know who's celebrating a win. I'll get them on the list. Or you can email me or text me through that Civic Media app. Or you can drop me a message through our Facebook page. However you want to reach out to me, just let me know, and I'll make sure to get them on the list. Celebrating today, Brandon Wolf is on the birthday list. Alyssa Obermuller celebrating a birthday today. And Ashley Rich celebrating as well. And if it's your birthday or anniversary today, oh, it's going to be spectacular. You're celebrating with Ivanka Trump, Donald Trump's daughter. She is 43 today. And the Fonz, Henry Winkler, is 79 today. Hey, he'll always be the Fonz, won't he? I've been binge watching. Is it on Pluto TV? I think they have Happy Days on there. But they only do like a half a season at a time, which is kind of weird. But I've been watching it anyway. And the Fonz is number one. Mrs. C was still the best TV mom ever, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, there you go. So, again, if it's your birthday today or anniversary, hope it's going to be a great day. Birthday and anniversaries every weekday morning brought to you by Lasker Jewelers in Eau Claire.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. CFW.
Today's birthday and anniversary shout-outs brought to you from the studios of Lasker Jewelers.
Tell us what you love about her.
Oh, man, how much time you got?
At Lasker's, we'll show you exactly what she'll love almost as much as she loves you.
Well, here's one. She made the first move.
And it's the reason we love what we do.
This one time we're just hanging out, talking, and for whatever reason, it was this pause, like just a long pause. And we were fine with being quiet and everything.
It's why we make and take sweet time to get to know the person you're buying for.
And then she put her hand in mine. That was it. We both knew. We've always had a silent language since then. She reads me, I read her.
Lasker's is the easiest place
to buy the right one for the right one.
Across from Oakwood Mall, Eau Claire.
And online at Lasker's.com.
And that's love, right?
Reserve your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Go to fishonmarinette.com to learn more.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Like a wet dog at a formal tea party.
Max, no!
Guys, when you go shopping for clothes, do you ever feel like you just don't belong?
Max, don't!
So fellas, shop a store that's designed for you. Muldoon's Menswear in Eau Claire. Quality men's clothing from formal to casual with hats, shoes, and accessories too. Muldoon's carries sizes small to 6X tall. Big, tall, short, or small, Muldoon's fits them all. Muldoon's Menswear, South Hastings Way, Eau Claire.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Eau Claire Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
'90s and more, 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay along with you. Good morning. It is Wednesday. It is the 30th of October. Coming up in a few minutes, I've got a great story about a postal worker that got into all kinds of trouble during his route. Wait till you hear what he did and what happened. 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. It's Mike along with you. More music ready to go. Let me take a minute to talk to Bruce from Bjorkstrand Metal Roofing and see what's going on. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. I am doing well, thank you.
Before we talk metal roofs, do you have a lot of clocks you have to run around and change on Saturday night when we get to move things back an hour?
Yeah, I want to move them forward another hour. At least then I'd have some daylight at 4 o'clock.
Here we go again. I know it. It's so weird. I thought they were going to out. I thought everybody was going to scrap that. They've been talking about that for years, haven't they?
They have. Just leave it at daylight savings time all the time.
So let's talk about a metal roof on our home. Let's recap for the listeners. If we get a metal roof from Bjorkstrand Metal Roofing, I think it's important to remind the listeners that the difference between a metal roof and the old-fashioned asphalt roof, the cost is not much difference anymore, is it?
We are probably, I would say, a third or less more than some, and we're cheaper than others.
Yeah.
And ours lasts a lifetime.
If you get 20 years out of a roof, you're really lucky, and that doesn't include the wind and the elements that do the damage to that. But with a metal roof, on the other hand, from Bjorkstrand Metal Roof, you can bring on the rain, you can bring on the hail, you can bring on the snow, you can bring on the wind, all that stuff, and it holds up to that, doesn't it, Bruce?
Oh, geez, it's a wind rating of 120, hail rating of 2.5 inches. That's almost Brewer baseball size.
Wow, that's huge.
And it's got a Class A fire rating and a lifetime warranty. Now, I don't know what more anybody would need for a roof.
The first thing you should do is get a hold of Bruce, talk to him about a metal roof, get the quote, and then go from there. And the other thing about metal roofs, and we use this phrase, but it's true, it's one and done, Bruce.
Yes, completely, one and done. The only thing you might have to do to it every once in a while is you might have to go up there and blow it off, just in case too many leaves are up there. And that type of thing.
Well, Bruce, if they want to call you, they need to get a hold of you. Let's give them your phone number.
715-237-2678. That's 715-237-2678.
Okay, and your website?
WIMetalRoofing.com. WIMetalRoofing.com.
We'll catch up next week. We'll see if you have any clocks that you missed. With
only the ones where the batteries died.
There you go. That's it exactly.
A year ago.
That's it exactly. Yeah, you don't even need to worry about them. Just leave them. All right, Bruce, have yourself a fantastic, a great day, and we'll catch up next week.
Sounds great. Thank you much. Bye, Mike.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long living in Reseda, there's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts. I'm free.
Petty, Free Fallin', 105.7 CFW. Out on Facebook this morning, it's National Candy Corn Day. Why it's the day before Halloween, I don't know, because isn't that like a traditional Halloween thing, or is that like a fall thing? Maybe it's a fall thing. Anyway, and I'm just curious this morning, candy corn, yes or no way? And I am actually surprised the vast majority of people say yes, candy corn. So head over to 105.7 CFW's Facebook page. If you have not done so yet, click that like button. Same with my Mike McKay page, and weigh in with your opinion. See, my family, they like candy corn. I'm not a big fan of it. However, I have seen some comments where people are saying they add it with like roasted peanuts or salted peanuts and things like that. Okay, now that sounds interesting. I'll put it at that. So I'm going to have to try that out. But how about you? Head over to Facebook and let your opinion be known this morning. Candy corn, yes or no way?
Wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. CFW.
Well, I heard you crying loud. Searching for that someone that is beyond the fire.
5-7 CFW 80s, 90s, and more. Mike along with you. All right, check out the story. A U.S. Postal Service worker, this is in Florida, is under arrest. Federal authorities accused Otis McCoy of tossing more than 1,000 pieces of mail, including at least one election ballot, into the woods instead of in recipients' mailboxes around Orlando. His manager was checking the GPS on McCoy's vehicle and noticed that he had traveled off his route to a wooded area, and that's where they found several pieces of mail scattered about. Investigators reviewed surveillance camera footage from a nearby residence, which showed McCoy pulling up to the woods in his van and tossing the mail into the trees and bushes. As a matter of fact, I have is that ready to go? Just a bit of the interview with postal worker McCoy.
Because the mail never stops. It just keeps coming and coming and coming. There's never a let-up. It's relentless. Every day it piles up more and more and more, and you've got to get it out. But the more you get out, the more it keeps coming in. And then the barcode reader breaks, and it's published. It's clearing out.
Well, I guess we can see what happened there.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
Get your tickets today for the premier fall event, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues in Marinette, Wisconsin, featuring six elite barbecue chefs, award-winning craft beer, and two iconic blues musicians. Kicking off the night, Hall of Fame inductee Joe Moss, following Joe Taranzo Cannon, playing tunes from his current number one album, Shut Up and Play. November 2nd at the Community Rec, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Go to fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig for more information.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are in fall with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
New York Strand.
Ah, quit messing around and go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
New York Strand.
237-2678. 237-2678.
New York Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
New York Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund, and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. University of Wisconsin health officials are sharing tips with parents on getting their kids ready for the clocks changing this week. While adults are more than happy to take the extra hour of sleep when the clocks fall back, young kids may have a harder time adjusting their internal clocks with the routine change. Officials are recommending that parents ease their kids into the time change by pushing back bedtime by 10 to 15 minutes each night for the rest of the week. The gradual change should help their internal clocks adjust better. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Transportation have announced nearly $140 million of funding for road projects. According to a press release, local governments will have received over $536 million of funding for road projects through the General Transportation Aids Program by the end of the year. The funding helps local governments cover the costs of construction and maintenance. The Evers administration has improved over 7,400 miles of road and over 1,700 bridges since 2019. The criminal case against the teenager charged with killing 10-year-old Lily Peters in 2022 is set to move forward in Chippewa County Court. The case has seen significant delays due to an appeal over whether the teenager would be tried in adult court or juvenile court due to the seriousness of the offense. The teenager has not been identified and is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and sexual assault. Peters was reported missing the night of April 24, 2022, and her body was discovered in the woods in Chippewa Falls the next morning. The driver of the vehicle involved in a hit-and-run death in Altoona in 2022 has been sentenced to prison. According to court records, Brendan Barkovich of Eau Claire entered a guilty plea to charges of hit-and-run resulting in death, possessing cocaine, and bail jumping on Monday. He was sentenced to 6 months in prison and 2 years of probation. He must also undergo monthly drug tests and pay restitution to have the hit-and-run charges dismissed. Jonathan Peacock of Altoona was the pedestrian who was killed in the incident. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Valley
weather. Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today, and falling temperatures too. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 50s by late afternoon. Rain and thunderstorms 42 tonight, showers 50 tomorrow. We could get a half inch to an inch or more of rain by the time it winds down tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73. CFW.
80s, 90s, some more, 105.7 CMW. It's Mike McKay along with you. Don't forget, if you find yourself someplace where you can't get us in on the radio, maybe you're at work and they won't let you have a radio, but you've got your smartphone and you can put in one of your earbuds, go to your app store, download that Civic Media app, it's free, and then search 105.7 CFW. Make us your home station, and then you can listen to us anywhere, anytime.
I'm
80s, 90s, and more.
And you can dance.